Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. We had originally scheduled David Essel, but there was a misunderstanding and that show's not going to happen. So we're gonna talk tonight about the power of personal sovereignty. And personal sovereignty in our culture is actually a uncommon trait. It's not a very well understood or very well modeled nature to us as individuals. And I was talking to my editor before the show, Susan Westfall, about some questions that might bring this about, and I just really liked what she said. She said, how does one achieve a state of personal sovereignty? For instance, so often we allow others to define us when, in reality, no one else defines us but ourselves. Yet we often allow opinions or judgments of others, or even judgments of ourselves, however real or perceived they may be, to cloud our own view of ourselves. I like that. Or to affect how we perceive ourselves. How can we stay true to ourselves, honoring ourselves, as well as honoring those most important to us in our lives without feeling as if we need to explain who we are or why we are the way we are? Why can't we just be? I like that. If that doesn't put it in context, I'm not sure what would. Personal sovereignty in this particular time of our human history will be the gateway for those people who show up as powerful players in this next chapter of our human story. If we think about why that matters, in this particular time, it matters because human consciousness itself, the collective consciousness of humanity on this planet, is rising. People are waking up. People are recognizing ideas and patterns of beliefs and thoughts and feelings that no longer serve us. And any time an old paradigm changes, the old has to give way to the new. The caterpillar mind will not work to fly the butterfly. The caterpillar mind was all about moving all those flipping legs in some kind of a graceful way. But that has nothing to do with making the wings flap and navigating time and space in some kind of a graceful way. In order for the new story, the new paradigm, which I really get a sense of it being genuinely heaven on earth, in order for that to come into embodiment, come all the way into our human experience, it's going to be by those people who totally understand and embody the idea of personal sovereignty. In our culture, we go to school collectively, all of us. We sit in the classroom collectively, all of us. And there's expected behavior, spoken and unspoken, about how we should behave. This carries on in our religious practices and in our culture overall. When we have a ingrained belief that we're supposed to behave, we're supposed to think, we're supposed to fall in line with the common ideology, that's the opposite of personal sovereignty. Because in truth, every one of us is a soul that has embodied into a human being for the experience of what it means to be human on Earth. So here we are, human beings. We're listening to this radio show, and thank you for showing up for yourself. We're human beings, and we've been living out this storyline that has been loaded up with fear and guilt and shame and war and famine and recessions and depressions. We've had such a collective story that has nothing to do with an empowered individual. If you take a step back and look at the timeline of our human history, we're coming out of the dark ages, or maybe even the fear ages of humanity. Our storyline up to this moment has been perpetual war, perpetual sense of struggle. There has not been a really long-lasting, sustainable period of time where personal individuals are supported in being who they are, in their own personal sovereignty, in their own personal uniqueness. Our uniqueness is the last thing that's been reinforced. Our uniqueness is the last thing that has been rewarded. The idea of our culture-based ideas can affect us in so many ways. The whole idea of growing old, I suggest our culture has us disconnecting quite a bit from our potential as we grow old. The notion that we retire and we disengage and, quote, relax, unquote, and when you go through a lifetime that has so much struggle in it, that can sound like a good idea, but to our soul, there's not a single age where our potential stops. There's not a single age where our ability to create stops. In fact, to our soul, our age is none of our business. Our soul is ageless. And so if our human body is young or old, it's quite incidental to what our potential is. I suggest to you that the baby boomers, let's all raise our hands, yes, you in the back, us baby boomers have an idea of a culture that is better suited for us than perhaps a lot of the more recent generations have seen. With the Ferguson riots, the idea of what a police officer is has really come under scrutiny, and for good reason. There's a lot of incongruency with that. But when the baby boomers grew up, the idea of a police officer was to protect and to serve the community. We had an idea of what a peaceful community was. And so when we think about as people age, that they disconnect from society and go to a old folks home and sit in a chair and don't do anything, I don't think that really respects that particular genre. And that's just one sliver of an example of what personal sovereignty is, because personal sovereignty says, I have permission to be me. I have permission to be who I am. I don't have to explain to anybody. I don't have to justify to anybody the why or the what of who I am. My sheer existence affirms my permission to be here. There's no permission required by the universe. Your existence is the thing itself. So if we look at the mythology of humanity over the last 1,000 years, so much of it has been a collective struggle where there's no real individual empowerment that is embraced or rewarded by our culture. So here we are collectively raising the vibration of human consciousness. Well, there's a whole new storyline coming in. We're collectively entering a whole new paradigm of what's possible. You know, the thing that really gets me excited about the future and our human condition is the raw power of the individual, the raw power of every single human being on the planet. Everything that has been invented or created by man is not nearly as powerful as man itself. Every human being is a point of consciousness. Human consciousness itself is the most powerful substance on the planet because all of human creation comes from human consciousness. Everything we've created, good or bad, comes from human consciousness. The universe itself is not biased whatsoever with what we come up with. I'm really fascinated by the raw permission. The raw permission the universe gives us to be as good or as bad, whatever that means, as good or as bad as we desire. We think about terrorism now as the most fearful thing or whatever of our culture. When I grew up in elementary school, we feared the idea of it raining nuclear bombs from Russia. The Russia and the United States were in a Cold War, and the idea that we were so pissed off at each other, we'd be willing to nuke each other. As kids growing up in school, the fear we lived with, which is just a human story, which is just this idea, was of this nuclear holocaust. Well, the universe is so flippin' unbiased. The universe is unbiased to such a degree that humanity is given permission to contemplate the idea of self-annihilation and then to build a vehicle to create it. Not once did the universe say no to that opportunity. In other words, the reason I bring this up is we are given fierce freedom of creation. Nothing's off the table. We have the ability with our consciousness to create whatever we can imagine. And that concept right there is extremely powerful. And you are a point of presence of that consciousness, and that means you are extremely powerful. But whether or not we can take that sense of power from as a human being, as a point of human consciousness in this collective story we're living out, is directly related to our personal sovereignty. You can think of our personal sovereignty as permission to call the bluff, if you will, of our past storyline, permission to transcend the idea of what a human being is, quote, supposed to, unquote, be doing. If indeed we are all a point of presence of this human consciousness, this raw power personified, we need to be clear with ourselves that the universe has no bias whatsoever with whatever we come up with. The universe always says, but of course, you betcha, go for it. But it's ourselves that get in the way. It's ourselves that can make us back off or not fully engage our potential. You know, it's a curious thing what motivates us as human beings. I've always been amazed at what motivates us to choose what we choose about ourselves. If you think of the universe as this ever-present creation engine, And we are a point of presence. We are a seed vibration, a seed idea of this creative engine. What's possible in the future is really directly related to us. How far do we give ourselves permission to transcend the mythology, to transcend the storyline of our tribe, of our culture up to this moment? How bold dare we dream of what's possible for the future? When it comes to being a powerful human being, it's ourselves. It's only ourselves that decide how much we can show up. I like the idea of creation as it's modeled by the idea of a movie theater. In a movie theater, there's a projector, and that projector has a light bulb in it. I love this analogy, this metaphor. So if you go to a movie theater, there's a projector in the back. And in that projector is pure white light. There's a bulb in that projector that's pure white light. And I like this analogy because in the center of you, in the core of our being, is the one, the creator. The Father and I are one. That God consciousness is the seed consciousness of all consciousness, including you. So in the core of your being is pure white light. Enlightenment in the lightenment is a discovery. It's not a creation. You are already that light. But we don't experience that light. We experience our karma. So in the idea of that theater metaphor, that pure white light is at the core of the center of our being, just like that pure white light is the light bulb in the projector. And then the idea of creation is the film that we put in the gate. And the outcome of that film is projected on the screen. And that's the 3D world we live in. That's the consequence, if you will, of what we seed, what we feed, the infinite potential of creation in this moment. So in that idea of the movie projector, I can put any movie I want in the projector, and the light bulb has the ability to manifest or create from that seed vibration of the film the consequence or the image or the story on the screen. But when we go to be powerful people, we bring our karma with us. And the reason why our karma can directly influence our ability or inability to have an authentic sense of personal sovereignty is the habit or the ongoing experience, the repetitive experience that we have about life. It can actually become ingrained in our belief system as some kind of a baseline experience. This can show up when you ask people about the nature of life. Is life easy or is it hard? Is it when people share their beliefs about life, they're sharing what it is to experience their karma. So you can imagine karma as in that movie projector example, as loading up a film that consumes a lot of the screen. So if we put, let's say, an old black and white movie on the projector already, cast darkness on the screen. In the And when it does that, once the light has been removed, it doesn't matter what else I put in the projector, the light is gone. So the light from the bulb comes along, and if we've already loaded up the projector with an old black and white movie, and then we load up the movie of our conscious mind, our karma or our subconscious mind already pollutes and dilutes our ability to play the movie the way we want, because that old black and white movie already has imprinted on the screen patches of darkness, patches of ignorance, if you will, or separation. So our conscious mind can have an idea of, well, hell, I've got this vision, this dream of what can happen on Earth, what can happen in my life, what can happen as me as a creator, but yet I don't experience an instantaneous feedback from the conscious idea of what my life can be. And that's because our subconscious holds beliefs, thoughts, feelings, all manifesting as repetitive patterns in our life. And that's why we tend to choose a repetitive experience over time. When we go to tap our personal sovereignty, permission to be whoever we want to be, we can have this powerful idea of what's possible in life. And when we go to take action on being a powerful person, these subconscious beliefs start showing up. And that's what detaches us from a sense of authentic power. Who am I to be powerful? Who am I to be the game changer? Who am I to bring the idea of a new currency or the idea of a new school system or the idea of new medicine or alternative choices to the collective? When we go to break out of the mold of the past, everything incongruent in our being, all the beliefs, all the thoughts, all the feelings in our subconscious that says, wait, hold on, that's not your place. Wait, hold on, you're supposed to be a good citizen. Wait, hold on, students don't rock the boat. Wait, hold on, I'm not going to graduate if I have a thought process outside of what is reinforced in academia. Wait, hold on, it's this collective mindset that keeps showing up in our own personal psyche. It's this collective mindset that drops us back into the old patterns. And to really achieve a state of personal sovereignty is to become self-aware of the imprinting of your past. Well, how do you do that? How do you achieve a real authentic state of personal sovereignty? Well, contemplate the idea that the projector has no bias whatsoever. In other words, the universe has no bias whatsoever with what you see it. It's like a mirror. A mirror never judges the image that is shown to it. It blindly and efficiently merely reflects it. So to embody your personal sovereignty is to take some time to contemplate the idea that you are the creator itself. There's no point of presence anywhere in the universe where the creative process is more powerful than inside of you now. That the universe isn't biased whatsoever with what idea is fed it. That projector doesn't have any bias about what movie is loaded in the gate. for you to totally embody your personal sovereignty is to dissolve that karmic imprint from your past out of your psyche, to energetically cleanse the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that were imprinted there from the past. And that's that example of loading up your karma in the projector with that old black and white movie. As long as there's a pre-existing condition, if you will, if there's already a film in the gate from your subconscious, if there's already a film in the gate, you can't have total sovereignty on what image lands on the screen. You don't have total sovereignty about what that screen looks like. There's already an imprint there from your subconscious. To have personal sovereignty in a powerful way, the name of the show tonight, the power of personal sovereignty, is to have purity. You know, it's Christmas time, and Christ consciousness, the idea of the Christ returning, is the idea of purity returning. This time of year, we celebrate the Christmas, the Christ, in every one of us. When we go to be powerful as individuals living out this storyline, it is those of us that can purify our consciousness, who can purify the film in the gate, who can purify our karmic imprints, to dissolve the incongruencies. The universe itself has no bias. We bring our own bias with us. It's that subconscious luggage of energy that has been imprinted in our subconscious that prevents us from showing up in a powerful way. When we go to be powerful, we trigger everything incongruent with us in our subconscious, and whenever our subconscious is triggered, we drop into reaction, and reactions always have the same results. There's no power in repetition. There's no power in reaction. We can't be powerful individuals if we find ourselves reacting to what exists outside of us. When we go through our day, just the experience of being human out in our culture triggers so much of our unresolved subconscious patterning, subconscious feelings, subconscious beliefs, that we stay in a reactive period throughout our day. And that in and of itself disconnects us from our power, because in truth, it's the purity. And I love that example of the projector. It's only when the gate is pure, free from any imprint, when the projector is clean from any karmic imprint, so that old black and white film has been resolved, has been cleansed, has been purified, so it has no effect. You can imagine the projector turned on with the karma cleaned up, the screen's going to be pure white, just like the light bulb. The screen's going to be pure white, just like the source within the projector. So you are a point of consciousness. You can have a seed vibration, a seed idea of the next storyline of humanity. But if you can't embody that idea from a pure energetic point of view, in other words, if you have imprinted karmic patterns in your subconscious, those are what pollute and dilute that inspiration, that seed vibration of what's possible. So when we look at our personal sovereignty, we need to resolve the belief systems, the thoughts and feelings that we have associated with our past. And that's how we clean that karmic imprint on our personal energy. When we can resolve that, our energy is pure. And when our energy is pure, we can have a powerful idea and we'll have nothing incongruent with that idea in our energy, and the mirror of the universe will gladly reflect it back to us. The idea of pure energy is the idea of having a clean slate, of having nothing else in your personal energy persona that's incongruent with your idea. The creative process, when we co-create with the universe, it's always an energetic dialogue. The process of creation existed long before language, long before our collective experience. The creation process is purely an energetic process. The language of creation is energy. And so in order for us to tap the power of ourselves when it comes to personal sovereignty is to first clean out everything incongruent with us. We're cleaning out the residue of our past, the karmic imprint of our past, the energetic residue within our own subconscious. We're purifying that, we're cleansing it, we're releasing it so we can be pure within our own personal energy persona. Once we are pure, once the gate of the projector has nothing in it, in other words, the imprint of our past has been resolved, that black and white movie has been purified and cleansed, then the light can move all the way through the projector and any possibility can be manifest on the screen. So when it comes time for us to be powerful individuals in this next chapter of humanity, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall know God. The projector light has no bias about what film is put in the gate. And the light within you has no bias about what you choose to create. Just like we talked about earlier, you can see the creative process with any idea whatsoever, and the universe gladly fulfills it. The next chapter of humanity, the power players of the next chapter of humanity, are those that give themselves permission to be the seeds of inspiration, the seeds of vision of what's possible in our human experience. When you pray, when you desire a particular outcome, the universe answers that prayer with the vibration. The dialogue is always energetic. When you pray for an experience, you'll get inspiration, which is the answer of the prayer itself. The purity of the answer energetically decides what actually lands on the screen. The purity of yourself, that you can take that seed vibration of the answer to the prayer and bring it all the way through your persona and embody it in your human being. When you are pure, that Christ consciousness, when you're pure, there's no other energy. There's no other energy in your personal energy persona that is contrary to the answer to the prayer. And when I say there's no energy contrary, I'm talking about thoughts, beliefs, feelings, emotions. Ask and it is given. It is done unto you as you believe. So here we are, where we've all been raised collectively, we've all been told collectively, we've all been taught how life works. But what we've been taught is just a single frame of what is possible in our human experience. The projector can manifest an infinite variety of movies, an infinite variety of inspirations, an infinite variety of seed vibrations that are literally the answers to our prayer. And if we believe, if we genuinely and authentically believe that the universe will mirror it back to us, in other words, there's not a thought contrary, then the universe will gladly fulfill that. It's been doing it all along. It's been doing it from the beginning of time. It's doing it right now, and it will continue to do it for the rest of time, however long that is. But it's the belief that decides whether it happens or not. So in order for you to be able to manifest outside of the storyline of the collective is your ability to transcend the belief system that you were raised with that said life is a certain way. To be able to transcend the mythology of our culture that tells us what is or isn't possible, that shows us through example of what it means to be a human being, the universe itself has no bias. It's those of us that can get out of our own heads, that can get out of our own old belief systems, and authentically know that the universe will fulfill whatever we ask of it. The idea of faith, if we had the faith of a mustard seed, the mountain would move. The idea of faith is no thought contrary. No thought contrary. In other words, no energy in our psyche incongruent. When we project an idea, when we put a movie in the projector and we genuinely and authentically have no thought contrary, or in other words, no energy, no film, no imprint of the past contrary, then the idea of the film, the vision of the film, will land exactly perfect on the screen, and there'll be nothing incongruent from that image, from that seed frame, from that inspiration. So to contemplate how exactly perfect the universe fulfills the creative process is the gateway of embodying your personal sovereignty. In order for you to believe, to genuinely and authentically believe that ask it and it is given, you need to witness it and see it for yourself. And it's happening all the time. The idea of a, quote, miracle, unquote, is the idea of someone seeding the creative process with an idea that is so outside the collective, that is so outside the common belief system of the tribe, of the culture, that nobody would have thought it possible. In truth, there are no real miracles, because at the idea of asking it is given has been there from the dawn of time. It's just that nobody has given themselves permission to ask in such a bold way and have a belief that it will be given to them, that will have an expectation, a knowingness that the universe will fulfill it. And when I talk about an absoluteness of belief, I'm including that subconscious. I'm including that karmic imprint of our past. Every single one of us has an immense amount of personal power. And to be able to bring that power to the table is to trust in the creative process, to generate a genuine sense of experience of the creative process to the point where we have a genuine expectation of our inspiration to be fulfilled in that moment. When we first start to do this, that's when we're going to come up against the imprints of our past, the karmic signatures, the karmic energy in our subconscious that keeps a karmic momentum, if you will, a karmic storyline playing out. That's the journey of the soul itself, to imprint with karma and then to cleanse ourselves with karma. So many of us are here to be powerful people. That power comes from being bold enough to ask the big questions. And I tell you what, when you ask the big questions, you better be ready for big answers. I remember, since I don't know how long, I've asked, how can I be yet a bigger vessel of compassion for humanity? And when I ask that as a prayer, when I ask that as a possibility for the future, invariably I'll find some huge train wreck in my psyche, some huge energetic imprint from my past in my psyche that has been incongruent with me having compassion for humanity. It's really a fascinating thing. It's kind of like, how bold dare you abandon yourself in the sense of your belief systems of the past? How bold are you to let go of the imprint of who you thought you were, that you may show up in a genuinely bigger idea of who you could be? When you genuinely and sincerely ask the universe how you can show up in a bigger way, watch out, because in truth, you're an immensely powerful individual. You're an immensely powerful soul personified in this human body. You have power beyond the description of the English language. You are the entire universe personified in your own personal being. It's time for power players to claim their truth. It's time for power players to purify their persona so there's nothing contrary than the divine vision of what is possible for our human experience. Who are you to embody heaven on earth? Who are you to embody a joyful expression of life? Who are you to be a constant flow of inspiration into creation? Who are you to transcend the old storyline of what it means to be a human being on planet Earth, to shatter the vision of the dogma of the past and be the point of inspiration for humanity that paints heaven on Earth, that paints every single human being, every citizen on the planet, acting as a king with permission to show up as a powerful individual, with permission to show up with a sense of personal sovereignty, with no need whatsoever for some other individual to validate your own inspiration, your own potential, your own power. Because in truth, your power is a personal experience with the universe. Your power is your ability to trust the creative process. There's nothing outside of you that can get in between you and the creative process. That inner light, that projector bulb, that source of light is within you. The inspiration of the future is within you. It's all an inside job. You want to be a powerful person? Let go of the storyline of the past. You want to be a powerful person? Flex, expand, exercise your imagination so you can land an idea that is so far out of the old storyline, it's incomprehensible by those entrenched in it. You'll be the miracle worker because you'll be the one who can personify a higher vibration vision of humanity. You will be the one who can personify the divine idea of what it looks like to be a powerful human being in this ocean of creation, in this eternal process of creation. Well, how do you do that? How do you achieve a state of personal sovereignty? Forgive yourself. Have compassion for yourself. The projector never, ever, ever cares what frame of film you put in it. Karmically, it's impossible for you to put a movie in the projector that'll offend the creative process. Karmically, it's impossible for you to sin against the creative process. This idea of sin is personal entrapment. The idea of guilt that you put the wrong movie in is absurd. It's ludicrous. The creative process does not care what has been asked of it. Contemplate the atrocities of creation of the past and how the universe gladly fulfilled them. The universe is not biased. Contemplate that until you believe it. You genuinely believe that the universe is not biased. Because the minute you believe that it is, your ability to create an infinite variety of outcomes collapses. Your ability to embody the inspiration of the answer of your prayer collapses. The ability for you to genuinely believe and trust that the universe will fulfill collapses. It's like you're loading up the projector before the question is even asked. It's like you're loading up the projector before heaven on earth can manifest. To purify yourself is to forgive the past. To purify yourself is to forgive yourself of every condition of your storyline from the beginning of time. What do you do during the day when you accidentally drop the plate and it breaks? What do you do when you accidentally cut somebody off in traffic? What do you do when you catch yourself doing less than desirable things? Do you have a sense of guilt? I mean, it's not like you go looking to do that stuff. But do you forgive yourself in the moment? Do you forgive yourself before you even need to? It's this, there's this sense of innocence. There's this sense of the universe isn't biased what I ask of it. No matter what kind of a train wreck I come up with, I'm forgiven. The whole idea of being forgiven assumes that there's guilt. The whole idea of being forgiven assumes there's been a wrongdoing. It's this whole idea of sin. It's this whole idea of right and wrong that the projector doesn't have a notion of. Right and wrong is a human projection of expectation. The idea of sin is a human projection of what, quote, God, unquote, wants. It's like the projector has a preference of movies. It's like the light bulb in the projector doesn't want to create some of the movies. It's not true. Look at the storyline of humanity. Everything we've asked of the universe, it's great. It's gladly created for us, no matter how atrocious the storyline has been. So contemplate how pliable, how universal, how totally encompassing this creative process is. By contemplating it, by observing it, by seeing that it has no bias whatsoever, you're literally changing your belief systems. By contemplating how the universe has fulfilled everything that has been asked of it, you're learning to trust the creative process. Take some time during the day and look at the infinite varieties of human beings asking an infinite variety of inspiration and how everybody's experiencing their own completely different experience from this one creative process, from this one creative principle. Because in order for you to be a powerful person, you have to believe the universe is going to fulfill what you ask of it. In order for you to be a powerful person is for you to have an experience of trust that your inspiration will be fulfilled. To have a belief that no matter what film you put in the projector, it will gladly cast the outcome of it on the screen. To have faith is to have no thought contrary. To have a belief where, of course it is given. Of course the universe will fulfill what I have. Challenge the imprints of your subconscious. Challenge the belief systems of the past, and you'll be polishing your own personal sovereignty. Your personal sovereignty is saying, who am I? What is my relationship with this creative process? Who am I? What kind of, quote, permission, unquote, does the universe ask of me? Who am I? Who am I to vision the idea of a utopia of a heaven on earth with an absolute belief that it will be fulfilled? Who are you not to? Do you think the universe is waiting for somebody else? Do you think the new storyline is there for somebody else to fulfill? If it's in your consciousness and it's been seeded in your inspiration, then you're the thing, you're the person, you're the point of presence. You're the embodiment of the energetic vibration of the answer of the prayer. Look no farther than yourself. When I ask the universe, how can I be a bigger vessel of compassion for humanity? I got the idea of starting new human living. My soul taught me about energy, taught me about the subtle nature of energy by putting me in the television industry. When I watch TV, I have no notion of the truth, but when I built television, I got a hands-on example of the truth, of the nature of energy. When I make a television signal and I broadcast it through the air, I can't feel it. I don't know if it's there. I have no sensory ability to comprehend it, but yet the signal was there. When I contemplated my subconscious, by its very nature, subconscious, off the radar screen, when I contemplated my subconscious as energy, my experience with working with television transmitters and intangible energy gave me an ability to mentally comprehend the energy in my own psyche, the energy in my own subconscious, known as my karma. Well, I learned that karma in my subconscious is where I surrendered my power to. And to be able to reclaim my power was to release, and cleanse and purify the karmic energy that had been imprinted in my subconscious. And so my sole purpose, clear as the bell to me, is to language the nature of what it means to be a powerful person. The last transmitter I built generated 1,000,000 watts of service. And it took me a long time of noodling what the crud was going on that made 1,000,000 watts of power. Well, you're so much more powerful than that. Every one of us is so much more powerful than that. I don't want to tell you what to believe. I don't want to tell you what to think, because I would be imprinting my karmic energy in your psyche, and that would be polluting and diluting your potential. I'm not here to tell you how to live life, but I am here to explain in a comprehensive way your energetic dialogue with the universe on a conscious and subconscious level, so you can show up with a genuine sense of purity, so you can show up with a genuine sense of power, so you can show up with a genuine trust of the creative process. The future belongs to those who believe they can create it, and I tend to think that is you. That's why you're listening to this program now. Show up for yourself. I'd love to help you claim your power. Please, you own your power, but I'll help you claim it. Go to New Human Living and look at that Personal Power Fundamentals workbook. That's a real clean, basic look at the nature of personal power. You know, I'm so glad you showed up today for this episode, because you're here to be a powerful person. And heaven on earth is awaiting those who can embody it. And I have to think that is you. Well, thanks for listening. An hour goes by fast. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.